In order to study Torah properly, it requires a certain mental state. Torah deserves, since it is a holy document, our fullest concentration. When we get sidetracked, we can't delve in to the real message. A lot of times we could distort the message, and then as a result of that, we don't conduct ourselves properly. Or even we can justify what we are doing, even if it is wrong. We can find a certain way to distort the Torah and come up with an interpretation that would justify our actions, which is really untrue. Torah is a very interesting thing. L'maiminim ba'asama d'chaya. To those people that are righties, that means they go on the right path, they are pure intent, it is a potion of life. And on the opposite side of the fence, l'masmeilim bo, people that are going to the left, that means they're not studying Torah, practicing Torah with pure intent. They're trying to find angles, they're trying to find excuses, they're trying to find leniencies, they're trying to find justification for what they are doing in the Torah, and they twist it and bend it back and forth, upside down, inside out, and extract from it what really is not the intent of Torah. That's the Masmi'ilam Ba. So that kind of Torah doesn't have a future. It doesn't have, it's short-lived. It doesn't have an existence that is beneficial.